And good morning, this is General Galen Shaw. Is it turned up?
Yes. It's turned up.
Good morning, this is General Galen Shaw, the BSP only backstage pass show is the...
BSP.
I know it's called BSP. Look, at you want to start all over again?
No, we cannot start all over again.
This is the BSP only Saturday show. General Galen Shaw is the guest host. I don't know what this is. This was not my selection of the song to start the program. Anyway, this is General Galen Shaw. Now, Phil last night was doing the podcast-a-thon. Is my understanding, is that right?
Yeah, Phil Henry did the podcast-a-thon.
Don't give me a song and a dance.
Yeah, that's what he did.
All right, that's all I'm... Is that right?
Yes, Phil was doing the podcast-a-thon, yes, with Jimmy Pardo.
Yeah, right, there you go, with Jimmy Pardo. And so, as a result, he's still in bed doing what I guess he's still sawing logs. He can do whatever he wants. That's what, you know, this is what he wants to do. Let him do it. I suggested, because I saw something yesterday that made me so spitting, hopping, angry, I said I want to go on the show and do it.
Yes, the general wanted to go on the podcast-a-thon.
Wait. You're not going to explain. Just tell him.
Because he wanted to talk about something that disturbed him.
Yeah, the Star Wars trailer.
Yeah, well, see, that's the whole thing.
Well, don't start bawling, because if you start to cry, Dickman...
I'm not going to cry, but God dang, man. Why can't anybody have any fun anymore?
You see, you're crying. You know what? I want you to get out and give me 50.
General, he's not in the army.
Get out and give me 50.
Don't do that. Ow, you kicked me right in the butt. Right in the butt area. Are you aware of that? You know that he could go to jail for that?
You know, really? Why don't you go ahead and call the police on me? I'll do it again.
Ow, God, oh my God. He just kicked me right in the crack.
General, when you kick him in the crack, that can hurt.
Well, I kicked your square in your crack. You want it again?
No.
Yeah, it serves you right, man. You could really use some exercise.
Kill! Ow, the crack.
Listen to this guy. Here's a guy that worries about the crack of his ass. You know what? You should worry about the crack of dawn, my friend. Because that's when you'll be getting out of bed and giving me 50.
50 what? Inches?
Get over here.
Wait a minute. Yak! Yak! Yak!
Yak? What about yak?
General, Bud is technically disabled, and will you kick him in the crack of the ass?
All right. I'll go for the cheek next time.
Ow.
You know, and I told him, meaning Henry, I'd say I'd go ahead and sit in and do this show if I didn't have to deal with this guy here, the one they call Dickman, the one that sits and squats in a corner during the morning show. And as he squats and peers around like an alley cat waiting to pounce, I want to go over there and go ahead and give him a kiss. Just kick his head.
Go on, kick his head off.
Can't kick my head off.
Well, sometime. Yes, I can. You want to see me do it?
No.
So you know what? Sit down over there, you crybaby.
I don't have to give you 50.
You keep talking about it, you will.
General, could you please clarify?
Clarify what?
Well, I know what you mean by 50.
Oh, are you putting me on?
I don't know what it means.
50 push-ups.
Well, I thought about 50 laps.
50 laps around what? What do you mean, 50? There's no track here.
Well, all right.
So, everyone, just be quiet for a minute. My name is General Galen Shaw. I requested that I host today's BPB, God damn it.
BSP!
BSP, don't... get irritated with me. I'm a general. You're not even in the army. So technically, you rank so low below me that I could use you as wipe. That the law states that.
No, it doesn't.
Whoa. The law states that this one here, Dickman, is so far below me that I have to respect the fact he has a disability and not break the law, or, if I so choose, use him as ass wipe.
Hey.
See, he's applauding that.
Yeah, it does make sense.
But do you realize that when you applaud that, you only make yourself look even more deficient? than you already are. Do you realize that?
No. Not really.
You don't?
No, he's not. No, he won't feel like, you know. So look, here's my point. I'm hosting this program this morning because of something that I saw in the news that I asked Mr. Henry. I said, you know, this really, nothing makes this but more of a great day to host the podcast than the fact that I saw on the BSP in the news of the day that the Star Wars trailer for something called The Force Awakens. You know, let me tell you, when they say The Force Awakens, once again, we're talking about that which dangling between my legs.
General.
No, I'm going to have this said. And if I can't say it, I'll hire someone to say it.
I think if you've got females listening to this podcast this morning...
Well, then they ought to tone it out if it upsets them.
You're talking about the Force.
Hey, bud, there is no Force. You fruit. You fruit from a tree that is not even on this planet. You are fruit from a tree that's on an asteroid.
Yeah, probably hasn't even landed yet.
Asteroids don't land.
Well, your asteroid will never land. You are fruit from a tree that's not destined to land because it's on an asteroid that eventually will be knocked out of the sky by the Star Wars blanket that keeps us composed and warm and of...
You know, you're beginning to mix a lot of metaphors here.
You know, I don't need you. Everyone just be quiet because you're starting to really pee me O. You're peeing me O. Just shut up. Now, the Star Wars trailer that has been so released is an exercise in fantasy and fantasia. It gives a sort of sustenance, and it gives a self-confidence to imbeciles, deficients, mental midgets, and the like. Now then, when you look at the news about the Star Wars trailer, and you realize that it's leading many newscasts today, those that are not entertainment-oriented, you really want to hurt someone, and I mean rip their throat right out of their necks.
Hey.
Thank you.
Is he allowed to... you know, I don't think you should applaud.
Margaret, don't butt in, because when you are the least entertaining of all of the people in this room.
How about that?
You know,
No, you don't get to get up and leave. Phil lets you do that. You get up and leave on me, and I'll grab you by that skirt and pull you back.
Yeah, even if it comes off.
Even if it comes off? What about this?
Anyway,
I'm not saving you, Dickman.
Ew, she kicked me in the crack, too.
Yeah, with high heels, too.
Ah, yikes.
All right, are you done? Now sit down.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, you go sit down. He says you...
And Robert, don't just... I'll dish out the instruction. On Friday morning, Lucasfilm released a teaser trailer online for Star Wars The Force Awakens. Now, this is a new live-action Star Wars film. It's the first new live-action Star Wars film in nearly a decade. It's going to open on theatrically in December of 2015. Though less than 90 seconds long and offering only the barest glimpse of a motion picture, that audiences cannot see for more than a year. The Star Wars trailer set off an instantaneous wave of online analysis and armchair commentary, a cycle of approval, criticism, and criticism of that criticism after the trailer's release. Now, there's no need for me to go on any further with my description here from this news story. I simply want to say the following thing. For all of you dorks and geeks, all of you finger sniffers, mouth breathers, nose pickers, and crack scratchers, let me say something.
Shut up, man.
I'll do it again.
Oh, God.
For all of you mouth breathers, crack scratchers.
Crack scratchers.
Crack scratch. All right, I got it. Thank you. For all of you mouth breathers.
Crack scratchers. Oh, right in the crack again. Shit.
You, I tell you what, there's more where that came from.
I understand.
For all of you mouth breathers, crack scratchers, nose pickers, nose and finger sniffers.
How do you sniff your nose? Sorry.
For all of you crack scratchers, all right, I'm going to add one now. For all of you crack scratchers and anus fingerers, nose... Shit.
Nose pickers.
Nose pickers, mouth breathers, and finger sniffers. All of you, by definition, are Star Wars fans. No real man goes to the movie theater, jumps up and down with his four-eyed friends and the egghead and the four-eye, and leaps up and down in his seat with popcorn flying everywhere when he sees some guy in a little tiny robot suit rolling around on what looks like a planet, but in point of fact is a set inside of a warehouse on Venice Boulevard in Culver City. Now, you understand what we're dealing with now?
Well, I mean, they got CGI.
I don't care if they got CGI. I'm telling you right now, no real man is going to pay any attention to this Star Wars trailer because it is strictly for anus fingers,
mouth breathers,
crack scratchers.
I was going to do that one.
And nose pickers.
Yes, and nose pickers and finger sniffers. You guys that spend your time online talking about the Star Wars trailer, you make me laugh and you make me vomit all at the same time. And I've never had the experience of going, ha, 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 bleh. But by God, I do when I, not the trailer. The trailer doesn't bother me. I begin to laugh and puke when I think of you people, young men, bouncing up and down in your seat like someone's fingering you underneath the leather of the seat.
There's an awful lot of talking about fingering.
I don't care. Here, try this.
Get your... Oh! Oh! You put your finger up my...
Now, don't interrupt me, woman.
You're a witness.
Yeah, I did see that.
And you're a witness.
No problem.
He tried to put his finger up there.
I did no such thing. I was reaching down to what... I thought my pen was there.
Your pen's nowhere on the seat.
Now I realize it's not. Keep bothering me, and I'll be looking for more pens. I'll be looking for paper clips. I'll be looking for mouse traps. I'll be looking for anything that may be on that seat.
I get the idea.
All right. Now then. And if I say now then a lot, it's because when you give a speech, especially the military, you say now then. Only if you're a general. If you're any rank below that and you keep saying now then, I'll bust you in rank all the way back down to swashbuckler. And that's a rank lower... I'm very emotional.
What's wrong, General?
I'm sickened by this whole Star Wars thing.
Let me get Phil on the phone?
Yes, get Phil. I want to talk to him.
All right, Mr. Henry? Mr. Henry, please.
What do you mean, Mr. Henry, please?
A woman answered.
Oh.
Yes, Phil here? I know he's asleep. That's very important. Bye. This is a radio show. Yeah, this is the radio show that he doesn't did. And... Right, we're on a year right now. I got to talk to him. Thank you. Right here.
Yes, Phil, is that you?
Yeah.
Well, sorry to wake you up, Phil. I've got a question, and I think that it is important because we've got a number of people here, and I forgot what the hell it is I'm saying.
I don't know why you called him in the first place.
Yeah, why did you call him?
Sorry, Phil. You guys, I swear to Christ.
You don't remember why you called the guy.
General, don't look at me.
Oh, I know, because I was fingering you. Yeah, okay. Call him back.
Yeah, Phil, sorry.
Yeah.
Look, Phil, Margaret...
I'll do it. Phil, it's Margaret. I thought the general, he says he was attempting to stick his finger up my...
The general was trying to do what?
I was trying to... She didn't like the fact that I was talking about anus fingers, ass scratchers, crack sniffers, you know, and I'm giving a speech.
Well, did you try? Did you try to do what she said?
No, I did not. I made like I was going to. I started to go at her with the finger.
All right, Margaret, let me ask something.
Yes.
Did he actually do that?
No, but he was attempting to.
All right. Did he touch you?
No, but he was attempting to.
All right, look, you can't... I'm trying to sleep in for the first Saturday in God knows how long. You can't make a big thing. If he didn't do it, he didn't do it. You know what you... The general's not going to, you know, he's not going to... I can't do anything about it, you know?
Yeah, see?
All right, hold on, Johnny. You understand?
I'm simply telling you, I want you to be aware of what it is he's trying.
Okay, but please don't call me back, because the general has the show this morning.
Yeah, but that's what I tried to tell her, Phil.
All right, thank you very much.
You go back to sleep. I'm under control here.
Thanks a lot, Phil. Yeah, yeah, I did. Yeah.
Hey, listen, I'm doing the show.
Sorry. Talking about that game yesterday.
Oh, man, you see that 67-66? I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it, man. Guys,
will you stop with the game yesterday, 67-66? I don't care if it was 167-166. It matters not within me. Within my soul and within my heart, it matters not.
All of you guys in the military, you're so absolutely, I don't know what it is, you're dramatic.
What happened to that television? Give me that, God damn it.
Dad, something happened to it.
Now, my feeling is quite simply this. The individuals that have for so long darkened the doorstep of American culture with their Star Wars. I want to tell you something. When these peons and mental midgets, when these brain deficients and sad individuals of the realm of sad citizens of the sad realm, that's where I'm going. When they start to talk about Star Wars and trailers to Star Wars movies, I want to do nothing more than annihilate them with a full barrage. 5 a.m., while the troops amass, I want to start sending ordnance in over their lines and make them wish their mothers had never met their fathers. You understand?
Yes, sir.
The Star Wars trailers that have come out with these movies from time to time are exercises in dorkism and the handicap and the stunting of the penis growth that comes with the dorkery.
Well, what do you mean by dorkery?
Would you please?
You're not supposed to interrupt him.
Go ahead.
The dork and the geek. The dwarf and the bonehead, the meathead. Bonehead, blockhead, and cementhead. The cheesehead and the cheeseball, the jackball and jackass. They all inhabit a level of existence known as the dork shelf or the dorkery. You've heard of a rookery. That's where birds like to sit. Well, the dorkery is where the cheesehead, cheeseball, jackass, jackball, every kind of lessening of the human condition caused by a willingness to surrender oneself to the ass crackery that is the Star Wars film. By God, it makes me want to tear my own teeth out and replace them with a chiclet.
With chiclets?
Yes, with chiclets.
Dad.
That's what I mean when I say that this has gone, it's gone on long enough. And for those of you out there that go to the movie theaters to watch this doo-doo, if you want to put it as succinctly as you can, to watch the do and the doo-doo.
All right, the general has collapsed back into his seat. I, Margaret Gray, I will try to sum up what he said. The general, in between what I thought, and I know he didn't do this, what I thought was his attempt to put his finger up my crack, in between moments where he was very impatient with Bud and snapping at Robert, in between moments where he was talking with Mr. Hendry about what I perceived was an attempt by him to stick his finger right up there, The general is trying to articulate, I think, a feeling that many have. I do not share it. And that is that another Star Wars film trailer is only going to serve to encourage the already deficient mindset of many. It's going to encourage the decay of the intellect that is already well in play among those that had been on a fast track to MIT and Caltech. So while we all think that it is inevitable that we will have an intelligentsia and an intellectual higher caste, with every Star Wars film and every Star Wars trailer, there comes a further erosion until you have men in t-shirts with cartoon images, boxes of Raisinets, Twizzlers, the Four-Eye and the Egghead, looking at the screen and looking at their dear, beloved freak characters.
Right there, you said it.
Right. That is, we now admire the freak. And I don't mean freaks that have surpassed their own limits. I'm talking about freaks that are here to erode everyone back to the freak level that they're on. You can laugh if you want at the Jar Jar Binks or the Jabba the Hutts, but the freak that I talk of and speak of is the large, for instance, Chewbacca, the big Wookiee. The freak that was R2-D2 and CP-3O. The freaks that in many people's minds are the heroes but are nothing more than frightening, ghoulish freaks coming into your home and pretending like they belong there. If a robot from the Star Wars movie, a Wookiee, an Ewok, anything that considered itself to be of higher, shall we say, of a higher calling, if it ever entered my home, I'd set fire to it. I would douse it with gasoline, set fire to it, and watch as 100 screaming Wookiees ran into the street, burning in front of my house.
God damn it, that was great.
Yeah!
That was great.
Thank you.
So I hope you get the idea of what it is we're trying to say to you this morning. We think the Star Wars trailer is simply an introduction to more of these mutants that come off of these television screens and these movie screens that come out of the mind of George Weaver, or not George Weaver, the guy who's George Coppola.
Get talk about George Coppola.
Yeah. Well, what's the guy? Oh, George Lucas. George Coppola did the Apocalypse. Was the movie?
Well, there were a number of apocalypse. There is a new apocalypse. There was Apocalypse Redo or Redux.
Right. Well, look, I saw those apocalypse. All I had to do was see one of those movies, and I realized that guy ought to be taken out, and he should be taken out and stripped of rank, and busted all the way down to swishbuckler, or swashbuckler. It ought to be called swishbuckler. I'll tell you that right now.
Hey, Dad, what do you mean swashbuckler?
What do you want?
What do you mean swashbuckler, sir?
Swashbuckler is the lowest level of the United States. You don't know that?
No.
Swashbuckler is the lowest level in the United States Army. Below the buck private is the swashbuckler. That doesn't get any lower than all you do when you're a swashbuckler is you scrub toilets and you lick floors clean and you take garbage out and you peel potatoes and you scrub out all the bacon strips and skid marks from all the underwear of all the fattest privates in the Army. So you're not just scrubbing underwear, you're scrubbing the underwear of the big fat slob privates before they've lost any weight.
Jesus, that is absolutely disgusting.
Well, yeah, and that's why you're smiling.
Well, I like the idea that at least our Army is, it's working to, you know.
Working, yes, it's working to get people into shape. The swashbuckler is essential to getting that fat pig of a private and his underwear well scrubbed and reintegrated. Now, Gary, thank you, Margaret, by the way, for the wonderful testimonial there.
Well, I think I understand, and I think I appreciate more than you'll ever know, General. And may I call you Gay?
Yeah, I'm gonna call you Gay.
That happens to be my... Yes, you may.
All right. More than you'll ever know, I appreciate what you do for us.
You coming on to me?
Excuse me.
No, you can't leave.
If you try to finger me one more...
God damn it. Get Henry back on the phone.
Yeah, Phil Henry, please. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to wake you up. Phil Henry. Yeah. Okay. Here.
Give me the receiver. Get the phone. Thank you. Phil, it's General Shaw.
What happened?
Well, Margaret got up and walked out of here.
Now, Phil, hold on. He tried to finger me again.
No, you didn't do that.
No, I did not do that. I said just sit down to her.
Margaret, you can't walk out of there.
I will not be talking. He asked me if I was coming on to him.
Well, I don't know. You can't. Just sit down, okay, please.
I asked her if she was coming on to me when she said, may I call you Gay?
Well, she's being friendly, you know.
You address me by rank.
I am not in your army.
I'm asking you to just
cooperative.
Yeah, be more cooperative.
Well, then don't have him. Are you coming on to me?
Well, why did you say, may I call you Gay?
I noticed that he looked attractive this well.
Jesus, Mark, please don't do it.
You know, you might want to talk this over with Frank if you want.
No, you're not talking anything over with Frank.
Tell me what I do with my husband.
No, I will not have that.
Bye-bye.
Bill, just go back to bed, will you, for Christ's sake? What are you doing?
I want my husband. Would you get my husband?
Oh, crud. Not that guy. That guy. Frank is a guy that watched too many Star Wars trailers. That's what's wrong with him.
How dare you? Are you saying my husband is nothing more than a freak and a geek?
You got that right. Freak, geek, and very weak. And that is that's saying one holy hell of a lot. What are you doing?
I'm going to call up Frank Gray.
God damn it.
Yeah, Miss Gray? Yeah, I don't know.
Frank, honey. Hi. We want to put you on the air. We're going to talk to you about something. We want to talk to you about something. Yes. Frank, darling, General Shaw said that I was coming on to him this morning.
Is he there? He's not even there, for Christ's sake.
Get him on line 3. Frank, General Shaw said that I was coming on to him. Are you mowing the lawn?
Yeah, I'm trying to mow the lawn. What happened?
General Shaw said that I was coming on to him this morning because I said, may I call you Gay?
Look, you, Margaret, I've told you a million times, when you're talking to the general, make sure that you give her due respect, okay?
I don't like when he says that.
Hold on. Yes?
And what did you say, General?
Nothing.
Just make sure that you give her due respect. She fought for this country. She's a very important part of the American, dream, a very important part of the American ethic and the American mindset. And for you to call her, you know, to call her out as coming on to you, how did she say it?
He said, may I call you Gay?
Well, that's her first name. What do you want, okay? Can I talk to the general?
Yeah, I'm right here.
When you're talking to my wife, make sure you give him all due respect. I know that you do, General. I know you do. But he's a very sensitive woman. I love him. And you know, the reason why I married him is he's got a big pair of jugs. But also because he's been very good to my son, and she loves him very much.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, well, okay. Sorry to bother you.
Frank, I'll be home a little bit early. I think I'm going to see my... Hello? See what he did?
Look, I can't talk to that husband of yours with his he, she, it, and all that. Now, listen, I want this. As you heard, Phil, you have to defer to me. What is this, Tweet, Derry, and Mel? Is that a man?
That's a guy's name.
Yeah, they're doing NFL picks.
A man. You know, this is what I meant. A man is named Derry.
Yeah, well, I mean, just because named Derry, they got milk and cheese.
Milk and cheese? It's not D-A-R-I. It's D-A-R-I, not D-A-I-R. God damn.
How do you spell Derry?
I forgot.
Derry is D-A-I-R-Y.
All right, there you go. D-A-R-I-Y, and that's this guy's name. So they've named the guy after the place where you get milk and cheese. God damn it.
Right, well.
All right, the general once again has folded up. He's folded up within himself. And he is sitting over here on a chair, and he's bawling. Ladies and gentlemen, I would simply ask that today of all days, you give the respect to our United States military that it is due, and do not waste your time in a movie theater watching this ridiculous trailer. The film will not be out for a year.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. The movie's not even gonna come out for a year. So you're gonna be sitting there all finger-sniffing for a solid year.
Look, I'll take this over. But Dickman said it very well. You want to spend the next year with your fingers up against your nose going, ooh, I did a boo-boo. That's exactly what you'll be doing when you watch this Star Wars trailer. And what's the name of this thing, by the way?
It's called Star Wars, The Final Awakening.
Star Wars, The Final Awakening. Yeah, it's a final awakening. If you fall into a coma that eventually sees you shriveling up with the face and the gaping jaws of, you know, like that one lady going, ah, that's what you'll look like. Boy, I can't take it.
Oh, yeah, that is a good point. If you want to look like, well, I shouldn't say.
Don't you dare mention her name.
Terry Savo.
Why in the hell did you...
Now, why'd you guys mention that? She said not to.
That's what you were going for.
That's what I was going... Yes, I was. But let me do it. If you want to, at the end of that year of watching that Star Wars trailer, be laying in a bed with your mouth wide open and your eyes bugged out, dying for a drink of water or someone to unplug the machine, either one, go ahead and watch that Star Wars trailer, because that's how you'll wind up.
Oh, my God, that's very controversial.
I don't give a... You think I care? Do you think I've ever cared? I'm General Galen Shaw. Controversy doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah!
I eat controversy up the way I eat oatmeal. It's nutritious, it's delicious, it fuels me, and I like to slop it down. That's what I do with controversy.
Well, when people say they slop controversy down...
Well, yeah?
Nothing.
Yeah. Just remember, Margaret, you can call your husband, you can call Phil Hendry...
You called me Bargret. Your nose was stuffed up.
Sorry. Just remember, Margaret... You can call Phil Hendry and call your husband, but you can't call me late for breakfast.
Yeah!
Pretty corny.
Corny? Oh.
Well, you know what? Someone's got to get some laughs for this audience. This morning, I'm working for laughs.
General, you went...
Hey, look, I'm not Hendry where you can correct everything I say. I can barely breathe in the morning, all right? So give me a break.
Well, we're very sorry, General.
Yeah. I'm trying to just breathe. The Star Wars trailer, I'm going to continue with my excoriation of the Star Wars trailer by simply saying one final thing, and then you'll be rid of me. If you think you're going to go into a theater, sit down, park your nudge ass on a theater seat, and start in with the fingering of your anus and the finger stiffing...
Yeah, a lot of them do that.
Because that's what you dorks do. All you dorks... that watch the Star Wars trailer and your fellow traveler geeks and all you geeks that think your computer... with the last guy I had out here who called himself a geek and he thought he was all this with computers, he destroyed all the computers in my home. He put in viruses. He put in all kinds of spyware. He stumbled out of my home saying, well, General, I think you're okay now. He didn't get to the car before I ran out there and dragged him by the throat back into my home and made him de-louse and debug and de-virus and de-ball every single computer in my home for free.
Yeah! He didn't charge you?
No, what do you mean, did he charge me?
No, I mean he didn't charge you.
No, he did not charge me. He wouldn't have the balls to charge me after the butchery that he laid on all my machines.
You see, this is the kind of man you are, though. You're very, very... You're almost like some bully.
Oh, gee.
Well, you are.
Well, I'm just all there. I'm just all in a quiver. Nobody comes to my home after seeing the Star Wars trailer, and because his mind is filled with the goofy goofball, with the hallucinogenic images that come to you from that film, and your mind is completely... destroyed by that film with all of the bouncing cartoon images, and you come to a man's home that you previously contracted with to debug and de-malware and Rick D's all the computers. And instead, you put in every kind of bug and virus known to mortal man, and you can see the computers with smoke pouring out of the backs of them as you leave. You're grabbed by the throat, dragged back into that home, and friend, you are made to fix every last one of them.
I'm saying that is the kind of... I think it's that kind of bullying.
Margaret, you know, I've been giving you a wide berth here.
No, you don't give me a why. I talked to Phil on the phone.
Yeah, and I heard him, too.
Yeah, Margaret, he said it. Just, you gotta let the general do it.
Fine, go ahead, do it.
I am doing it.
My son, Jason J. Delmonico, is gonna go see that film.
Yeah, well, that figures. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah, yay!
Good doing, General.
Oh, my God, he called you Mrs. General.
I'm sorry, I thought I was saying Mrs. Gray, and I said General came out... Mrs. General.
You trying to fuck with me, boy?
No, sir, I'm not.
He called you boy.
Well, I mean, you shouldn't call me boy.
Well, I just did. I called you boy, and if I want to, I'll start busting out watermelon jokes. What are you going to do about it?
Nothing.
Here to nothing, sir.
My God, I'm going to report you.
Hey, let me tell you something, Margaret. Just because Phil said, keep my finger out of the crack, I may finger my own crack.
That would be technically a violation of what he asked you to do.
Well, watch this.
Oh! Yeah, the general's finger in his own ass.
Yeah. Now here, smell it.
Ow!
He bit my finger.
He?
Yeah, that's right. It's a he.
You'll pay. I swear to God, you'll pay.
Margaret left. He just left. That's what your husband calls you.
How dare you bring Frank into this?
Miss Gray, you okay? Maybe you need some, soap?
I'm the one that needs the soap.
Well, you gotta wash your finger?
No. But if I did, I'd need soap.
You all right?
No, I'm not all right. Margaret Gray has left the studio, but you know what? Well, she should have.
I'll never forget this day, General.
Oh, okay, honey. Why don't you write it down in your journal or your diary?
There.
Oh, I'm really hurt. You know something? It takes a lot for a man to stand up for his country. But that's what I've been doing my entire life. Standing up for the United States of America. And I stand up for the United States of America this morning when I say that the Star Wars trailer, The Final Awakening, not only is it not a final awakening, but it is an entree to coma and brain damage. Not only is it that, but the Star Wars trailer... Boy, I can't even...
Something that the terrorists...
There you go, right there. I think it was put into the theaters by terrorists.
Yeah, but that was George Lucas.
I don't give a damn what his name is. I think the Star Wars trailer is terrorist-inspired and will do as much for this country as any terror attack did.
God, Jellet! You're going to get in trouble.
Oh, I'm going to get in trouble.
I heard that from the kitchen.
You heard it from the kitchen and what?
I am going to report you to every publicist... Every studio.
Oh, I'm worried. I'm a general of the U.S. Army, and I'm going to worry about the publicists of the studios. Where, in Hollywood, California?
No, in Hollywood, Florida. Yes, oh, baby. Woo!
That was great. You got to get some oatmeal.
I'm not making oatmeal for you.
Well, look, I'm about ready to kill this. I'm done with this podcast. This is all I wanted to say.
Well, I think Phil wanted you to stay longer.
I don't give a... Would you shut the door on her?
General, you...
Now, I'm telling you for the last time, I know most of you idiots will go see that Star Wars trailer because that's your whole life. You don't have a life unless you watch that swill. Well, you go right ahead and do it, and I'll be standing at the exit laughing at you as you walk out. I'll be going, ha, 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 ha. There goes another guy that spends most of the year with his hand shoved in his pants... As he looks at his phone. That's all you guys do. So go ahead and look at your Star Wars trailer, The Final Awakening. Walk out of every theater that you repeatedly go into to watch it with one hand down your pants and the other on your phone as you look to see if you've got any messages or text messages or whatever from your boyfriend.
Well, if it's a girl, then it...
All right, well, if you're a boy, You're looking for tech? Oh, forget it.
Yeah, you'll be anti. It'll be anti-homophobia.
Yeah, if you're anti-homophobia.
What do you mean, anti-homophobia? You know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm General Galen Shaw. And for all of us, to all of you, a very pleasant good morning. What the fuck is this?
Turn down the music.
Turn that goddamn shit off. I don't play that.
That's Lacuna Coil.
The Guna what?
Lacuna Coil. It's what Phil likes to close out with.
Well, we're not closing out with anything Phil wants. You understand what I'm saying? We're going to close out with a Star-Spangled Banner, or you know what? I'm going to throw myself under some tank treads as it comes rolling through town. Now, that is final.
A lot of people would say that that's almost an insult to the banner because you've been doing nothing but screaming and cursing.
Well, you know what? I love the Star-Spangled Banner.
Yeah, but there's a good chance we'll talk over it.
I don't give a damn. You talk over it, you lose your life. I love the Star-Spangled Banner, and it is the Star-Spangled Banner that I'm going to play, whether or not it causes you to talk over it, to make noises over it, to, I don't care what you're going to do, to be the fuck is this?
Star-Spangled Banner.
This isn't the Star-Spangled Banner.
Well, I'm the closer we got to it.
No, this is not the Star-Spangled Banner. You know what? You make this world lousy, all three of you.
Oh, General.
Give me Phil Hendry, please. Phil Hendry. Yeah. Hey, this is General Shaw, Phil. Yes, sir. Are you awake yet? No, I'm not awake. I wanted the Star-Spangled Banner. They're playing Purple Haze. Who's doing it? It's that dick bass playing Purple Haze, and I wanted the Star-Spangled Banner. I think he thinks that is the Star-Spangled Banner, sir. Why don't you have him pot out of it? Well, it's already about a minute into the song. Oh, well, just chalk it up as a joke. Just make it, you know, it's a joke. Was the show funny at all today?
I don't know. I wasn't trying to be funny. I was trying to give part a message.
Yeah, well, then you just close out with Purple Haze, because that's about as funny as it's going to get, I guess.
And then again, I lost connection.
I said close out with Purple Haze, because that's as funny as it's going to get, I guess.
Say, close out with Purple Haze. Is that what you said? Yes, close out with Purple Haze. You make this world lousy.
Yes. Hello, yeah.
I'm sorry, Phil. It's Margaret.
Yeah.
We were supposed to play Purple Haze at the end of the show, and the General's making a big issue out of it. He said he wants the Star-Spangled Banner.
Oh, I just talked to him.
You did just talk to him, but he talked to him.
Guys, hey!
What did he say?
He's doing what I said for him to do, let you guys play it.
He said that he's letting us play. Okay, so thank you.
Tell Bud I said thank you.
He said thank you.
Okay, what do you say?
You tell him to shut up, too.
Shut your mouth, Bud.
What do you say?